Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Drunk women.
Give me a chair if you did a wee.
Give me a chair if you did a poo.
Okay, more fiber all round.
It's healthy, it's healthy. We are here for the second recording of the night. We are here live at 21 Soho. We are Drunk Women Solving Crime. What are we? Drunk Women Solving Crime is a podcast with a twist.
Alive!
I didn't say true crime podcast, but you get the gist. It's fine. I think we're all warmed up and should just bring our guest out,
let's
don't you?
Do it. Let's do it!
Let's do it. Let's do it. Or would you like to ask us any questions? Any burning questions? Anything you want to know? You're excited we have the timer.
Just a little bit of some admin stuff.
I'm glad that you cleared that up, because I thought you were heckling us, like, thank God they have a timer. Another hour of this.
Taylor, someone over there wants to know where your dress is from.
Oh, do you know what? It's from Sugar Hill, Brighton. Yes, they are great. And if I keep saying that enough, they'll send me free shit. So yes, we will leave this in. Yeah, they do a lot of rainbow stuff from Brighton. It was exactly what you would expect. But thank you. Anything else you want to say that's nice? Okay. Guys, shall we bring on our guest for this episode?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Please welcome to the stage from the Receipts podcast, it is Tolly T.
Hi, everyone.
They're really nice. You're going to enjoy them.
Yes, hopefully.
They called us professional. They asked where our dress was from. Tolly, how are you doing today?
I am very good.
Good.
Sorry, I don't know why I said it like that.
You said it like that. Do we need to work some stuff out before we kick off?
It's like I just figured out how to speak. I'm good. English is my second language. So, but I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good to hear. And do you fancy yourself as a bit of an armchair detective?
Yes.
Good.
I am woman in investigative journalism. I am a woman in the tech world. I am a woman that's really important to me, to solve crimes.
Awesome.
To figure out if, like, my friends' boyfriends are cheating. That is my speciality. That's my kink.
That is going to come in very handy.
Yeah, okay, great. I'm so excited.
Okay, well, we always kick off the podcast, as you know, by asking a question. And that question is, Tali, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
I have, and I've been involved in some too, but that's not the question. Yes, I have. So, okay. So I was brought up in Dagenham. Anybody heard of it? digger daggers, oi, oi, oi. That theme tune tells you what the area is about. it's not great. And growing up, I lived next to a family. We can edit out their names, but it was the family. And I tell you something about the family. They were like gangsters.
We'll make sure that we put the beep wrong place.
They were
the
like
family.
They were like an East End, like proper, like at the front of my clothes, we had like graffitied on a wall. Whoa. That's how much they meant business. But what that meant was police frequented our area often.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, right. So this crime that happened to me wasn't them. They were very lovely people to us. We used to cook for them and everything. It was the police. So my car was parked just on the edge of our house. And in one of the many car chases that happened down our road, the police were chasing one of the East End gangsters down, and they hit my car and smashed into my car.
Wow.
So I thought, oh, this is great. The authorities, I'm going to get loads of money. I was even going to say I was in the car. I was going to be like, I'm going to rob England, and I'm going to say, I was in the car when this happened. My body's broken, and I need everything. Till this day, I did not receive a penny.
Response.
They were just like coming for an interview. I told them what happened, and they just gave me like a victim letter and hoped
way.
I was all right, and that was it.
No way.
Abolish the police.
That's special victim letters from when you're a victim of the police, because it feels as though
I think it was just
that
was a big deal. I think it was just a normal letter they sent to everyone, like, hey, we heard you've been a victim by you.
Yeah.
And like nothing happened. It was like my lovely Renault Clio.
Oh, not a Clio.
Not a Renault Clio.
We love Clios. They're my favorite. I mean,
like,
I was invested
happened.
In this story anyway.
I know.
I want you to know that. But a little Clio? Ooh. Also, how shit of a driver are you to hit a Clio?
It was parked. Easiest. It wasn't even moving.
Wow.
It just parked and I smashed into it.
Is anyone surprised that she didn't get a payout, though?
Honestly.
They surely have insurance.
They've got insurance for things like that.
They absolutely should.
This won't
I just feel
only
it's
Clio
depressing.
That the police have hit. They're going to have done other stuff.
Katie and I are trying to see who can get higher pitched.
But apparently, if you get hit by a bus, you get loads of money.
Avoid
the police, go for the bus.
Is that right? Because they drive like that is not the case.
Yeah, no, you get just stand in front of one, but don't die. Just don't die or anything.
Oh, how annoying is that?
I can't believe they got away with it.
They did. They got away with it. Like, generally, nothing happened. They just sent me this random letter, hey, hope you're okay.
So then it has to come out of your insurance. You're going to, who was it? Yes, it was the police.
Yes. And no one believes that.
Really?
No one believed it was the police. And I was like, it was the police.
Do you know who you could have sent
Corruption.
After them?
That family, yeah. They would have sorted them out. But the mum did come and be like, she's really sorry. Genuinely, it was so weird because there were such nice people.
Right.
But gangsters.
But well, you
lovely
can't
people.
Have it all. You can you can be everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that's my story.
How long ago was it then?
This wasn't that long ago, so I had my license already.
I was illegally driving this car.
I was probably about like 22. Yeah, and I saved up all my money to get that Renault Clio.
Of course you did.
Yeah, exactly. It's
what
really
colour was it?
It was silver.
Oh,
and
it
I called
was
her Clio. Because that's cute. Because that's really cute, isn't it?
Oh, that's just annoying.
Yeah, so that happened to me, and I was really upset.
You always hear, like, it's more America where people are suing people, but, like...
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's probably too much of a ball ache to sue the police.
Not for Renault Clio. Do you know what I mean? Just kind of, like, didn't care. Like, I was convinced. I remember saying to my mum, I was like, we are out of this house, mum. Don't you worry. We're out of Dagenham.
We're going to live in a car. It's going to be a really nice car. It's not going to have a dent. But.
I'm just curious. Has anyone else ever had the police hit their car or damage any of their property in here?
Oh, they hit a school minibus.
Are they in jail now?
Was the minibus driving? Was it a collision?
Were there kids in it?
Were they doing were they doing a high-speed chase?
What did these kids do?
For the listeners, the woman is just nodding sagely, just going like this.
What? So did you get any money? Did they get done?
No, nothing.
Really?
The police are above the law, guys. Yeah. And it's not right.
Yeah.
They're above the law.
This is it.
Just because they wore a uniform. They applied for a job and wore a uniform. Yeah. But years later, I did was working on a campaign with the Met Police.
Okay.
And the whole campaign was to try and get more black people to apply for the Met.
Wow.
I quit, not long. I literally was there for like 2 weeks and said, no, fuck the police, I'm out. No black people should be in this ever. This is shit.
How did you wind up in that role?
I just got freelance, was in marketing fun.
Why are you right for this role? Because I hate you.
Because I hate you.
I'll tell you what no one else will.
Well, Tolly, as you may know, we always ask, if you had the perpetrator here...
Yes. What would I say to them?
What would you say to them or do to them?
Oh, I would make them take that uniform off. But not in a sexy way.
No, not
not in a sexy way. Just because I know without that uniform, they realise that they are not above the law.
Yeah.
And they're just like one of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Noble.
Very good.
And then I'll beat their asses.
It's more fun to kick ass when they're naked.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a naked man by a Clio now, aren't you? Not so tough now. Well, shit, thank you for telling that story.
I'm sweating so much. Because I feel like someone's police here.
Yeah. Hey.
Does anyone here work for the police? Okay, good. Fucking hell.
Like anyone's gonna be like, me! Hiya! There you are, is that better?
Yeah.
I sweat.
But I'm a sweaty girl, though.
Oh, so am I.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're on the right side of the stage.
Everyone's always like, oh, you're so glowy. No, I'm sweating.
Sweat is natural.
I wanted Botox to stop my sweat.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It is
really?
A thing.
Wait, yeah. Botox does what? To sweat?
Just stop sweat.
Stop sweat?
Do you Botox your pits?
No, people do. Yeah, people do.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you do it, it comes out more
other places.
So there's this very uncomfortable decision you have to make. Because it's
like,
got to come out
where do you
somewhere.
Want it to come out?
Where
yeah.
do you want it to come out?
Yeah.
I would just go with like sweat pouring out of my feet. And I'd be like, somebody spilled again. Can you clean that up? I would do that. Just all the sweat coming out of my feet. Do you still drive a Clio?
No, come on. Come on, it works really hard, babe.
That's why I want you to tell everybody what you drive
now. No, because I'm such a wanker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you've earned it. Come on, what is it? What is
it's
it? What is it?
It's a Range Rover.
Yeah!
Oh, yes.
I know, and I'm an inventor. Yeah, I can't even say the word, so I'm not that. I was going to say I'm an inventor. No, it's not coming to me. People that care about the environment, what are they called?
taking it very seriously.
There's no planet B, guys. Sorry.
I think you put them in their place. Very well. And I don't think the police are going to be running into your parked Range Rover. Funny how that works. All right. Oh, dear. Right, are we ready to solve a true crime case? You guys, this case takes us to the dark underbelly of 1920s Sydney, Australia.
Oh. Well, good day.
Hello. Good day.
That's the length and breadth of my knowledge of Australia, so this will be fun.
There were not just one, but two crime bosses who were stealing the headlines. So your first question is, were these two crime bosses men, women, or one of each?
Ah, that was the wasn't it? It was a callback to the thing of... I think it's going to be funny when I explain it. So,
But you know Amanda has to beep that, so now she has to...
Oh, yeah, because it's another beep, isn't it? I said the name of the aforementioned family. What up? Beep!
So Hannah's given some sort of answer. Any advance on that?
So what gender are the perps?
Yes.
Let's go one of each.
One of each?
Okay. I say both women.
They were both women.
Yes!
Pretty incredible story that I knew nothing about. Thank you, history. They were both women, Tilly Devine and Kate Lee, a.k.a. the Vice Queens of Sydney.
Wow. Ooh.
That's right. Move over, Real Housewives. The Vice Queens of Cheshire.
Tilly Devine is such a cool name.
It is, yeah. Tilly Devine.
Yeah. What was the other one? Kate Jones or something?
Kate Lee.
Kate Lee, rubbish.
Lee, it's not as good. Yeah, it's not as good.
Yeah, I'm Team Tilly.
Oh, wow. Well, bear
one
that in mind.
One of them can have a career in showbiz and the other one can't.
So before we learn more about Tilly and Kate and whether they were hot, an important question. Do you think they worked together or were they rivals? Ooh, I love our audience.
Ooh. I'm going to say they work together because I hope that they were great friends. Doing crimes in the Best Friends Club.
Okay. Best Friends Crime Club. I like it.
I want to say they worked together but hated each other.
Ooh. Nice.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think they might have been rivals because I feel like if you see someone else doing... the job that you're doing. And maybe they kind of like, I think that they were rivals, but then secretly they were like mates. Like in TOWIE, when you know they will go home and are just mates, probably.
Okay. Well, Hannah, you are correct.
Yes!
They were bitter rivals. And in the grand tradition of female rivalries, it was largely because they were so similar. Tilly and Kate both grew up in working-class Catholic families. Tilly's father was a bricklayer. Kate's father was a bootmaker. They both spent time in girls' homes and had a difficult time. They both married criminal husbands, which helped them work their way up. And not to give them the credit. They both went on to marry multiple times, both wore loads of jewelry and furs, and they both even owned the same breed of dog. Oh. So your next question is, what was the breed of dog? What is a good crime girl boss breed of dog?
I was also thinking, like, your question was going to be, like, who's copying who?
Yeah.
Because, yeah,
why
you know
when so
you...
similar?
Yeah.
Well, you may work that out as we go along.
So they're twins.
Oh, my God, the Olsen twins.
Dogs.
That's where I went.
So this is where I might lose some of you in the room. I fucking hate dogs.
That is the most controversial thing that's happened.
In fact, I hate all animals.
No wonder you're not an environmentalist. You're just like, let the planet burn!
What are those
Fuck
people
them all.
Called? What are those people called who like animals?
Yeah, those people.
Losers.
I say that to say, fine. I can't name a breed. I don't know one.
That is fine. That is fine.
I'm sorry.
No.
Why do you hate them?
My thing is, I don't trust things that breathe that are not human.
I mean, that is amazing. And I'm starting to question my love of dogs. Like,
because it's like, they're fine. And then you see their chest like pulsate. I'm like, oh my God, that's so weird. And then I don't like them anymore. Wow. Yeah, I really don't like them. So...
You don't have to apologise. That's okay.
Yeah. No, I love that. That's an amazing reason. It's a bit like my friend. She told me that she's a vegetarian, but not because she loves animals, but she fucking hates them and she thinks eating them would be disgusting. Literally, I'm just okay.
So you're a vegetarian? No, I'm just a legend. Wow. Okay, so for the two people that don't hate dogs... What breed do you think they had?
Don't hate dogs, don't know a hell of a lot of breeds. It would be funny if they were some Bernards, just because that'd be so big.
Giant boss dogs.
Yeah, if it's like a girl boss or whatever, you have to picture a tiny little dog. Mm. Again, I don't know what they're called. You know what? I'm going to go with corgis.
Corgis.
They're the queens of vice. It's going to be a corgi.
Oh, okay. I like corgis because they look like foxes that have sunk into the mud and they're just stuck there for life. Next time you see
one. I remember when the queen died and people were like, didn't get me at the funeral until I saw the corgis. And they look so sad. You'd have loved it.
Ha ha, your queen's dead. Too far. It's still very fresh.
I think I'm going to use some...
Tolly's shirt said, eat the corgis.
I think like I'm going to use some extra detective skills, and I feel like someone might have sent you this case because it was greyhounds, because you love greyhounds.
Oh.
So was it greyhounds?
Did you notice my Diamante greyhound brooch? Yes, I'm sweating just so I can wear it. because it's on a jacket. For the listeners. Anyway.
You could have put it on your dress.
Do you know what? Katie, I'm going to give it to you, even though you didn't say the breed, because it's the shittiest crime dog ever. They were Pomeranians.
Oh, wow.
Little white puffballs.
But they were basically like a Paris Hilton handbag
dog. Yes, they were. Okay. How shit is that? Terrible. Like, don't come any closer. I'm going to strangle you with the Diamante collar. It's kind of shit. The main differences between Kate and Tilly were their ages. Mm. Kate was 19 years older than Tilly.
Oh.
And their place of birth. Kate was born in Australia, but Tilly grew up somewhere else. So your next question is, what city might prepare someone for a life of crime in Australia?
Oh.
It's like geography.
Yeah. It is. This is essentially the geography round.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where's Neighbours set? Where was Neighbours?
but it wasn't in Australia.
It wasn't in Australia.
Oh. It wasn't in Australia.
No, get out of Australia. What's a good city to learn about crime?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Lagos, Nigeria. That's what I'm going to say. Kate
Devine.
From Lagos, Nigeria.
Tilly Devine of Nigeria.
New York.
Okay. It was London.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, very own. There we go. Tilly was born in London, where she learned to pickpocket, steal, and eventually do sex work.
Ooh.
Before, I don't know why I said that. Like, sex work. I could have gotten paid all those years. Why I'm talking about myself like this tonight. Again. Mom, I love you so much. You taught me right from wrong. So then she meets this Australian guy, gets married, and he whisks her off to a life of exactly the same. Except in a hotter climate.
Okay.
Love will set you free. But being an outsider made it slightly more difficult for Tilly to work her way up in the criminal underworld. And Kate, who was a bit older, had already started building up her empire before Tilly arrived on the scene. Now, 1920 Sydney was a very dangerous place, and the gangs became known for the weapons that they all carried. So your next question is, what was the weapon of choice for Sydney's gangs?
And it's not Pomeranians.
It's not Pomeranians. That keeps me away.
Oh, I mean, I don't. This is the thing, because we talk so much about America and guns. Mm. I've never been like, do they even have guns in Australia? Do they know what they are?
They did.
Okay, so I'm going to say guns.
You're going to say guns?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
They got rid of their guns at some point. I mean, there was a law. There was guns, then there was a law, and then there was no guns.
There was no guns.
I learned that from The Daily Show, I think.
Source, John Stewart.
I'm going to go with, what's the thing? And you, like, you know, like a blowing dart. Because it could be...
Wow, I love that. Yes, the blow dart gang.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
I like that.
Okay.
I'm going to say a pocket knife.
A pocket knife.
Yeah, accessible, quick.
That's
very reasonable.
That's a much
answer.
Better guess.
I think you are the closest in that case. Katie, but you were quite right. Australia had by this time passed a law banning concealed guns, which was very effective. See, America, how easy it is. Just give it.
Does that just mean that? Does that mean that you just have to hold the gun there?
Can't
and
cover
it's fine.
It.
Well, that isn't a good look if you're a gang member, to be fair, just waving it around. Okay. But it worked. It got the guns off the streets. So instead, everybody carried razors. And they became known as the Razor Gangs of Sydney. And you can imagine how brutal the fights were. There was so much razor burn. Oh my God, the ingrown hairs. It was really ugly. No, they were big fuck off straight razors. And Tilly and Kate's gangs had a fight. Their most infamous one was called the Battle of Blood Alley.
I've had periods like that. Yeah. Horrible, horrible.
There were three main We're so classy.
Drunk women solving crime.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There were three main sources of illegal income for both Tilly and Kate. Can you guess what any of these sources might have been? How were they making their money?
Aftershave.
Chamomile lotion for all the razor burn.
What did you say?
Chamomile lotion for all the razor burn.
Chamomile lotion, yes. That was number one, yes. Calendula cream.
Sex work.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I imagine if they were like violent and they had like razors and stuff, they were probably, and she started in pickpocketing, then maybe kind of like burglary, robbery, like sort of nicking shit.
Good.
Yeah,
nicking
I don't feel
shit.
Like they're like importing stuff.
Okay.
I'm really sorry. Can we go? So. Are Kate and Tilly police?
No.
The whole story, I thought they were solving crime, not committing them. I'm so sorry. So I was like, why are they here? Why are they here? I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
I'm up to date now. Okay, so they're criminals.
Look, the last episode we did, we were 100 years out of date. Anything goes. Okay. That's fine. Yes, they were criminal bosses.
Okay.
But look.
Yeah. So sex work.
Yep.
I love that you said that when you still thought they were police.
No. I thought they were like undercover. I was so confused. I was like, what's going on?
And we know we can't trust the police.
Exactly. It's my trauma. That's what it is.
Do you know what, Tully? You are 100% yes. correct. Sex work was illegal at the time, but a loophole in the law meant that technically only men were getting prosecuted for running brothels. Oh. So they both ran brothels.
What a time to be a woman.
What a time. What a wonderful little slither of privilege.
Yeah, I like that.
Interesting, isn't it?
You don't get much, so hold on to whatever you got.
Exactly. Exactly. Whoring out other women. Do it. And apparently they were very good to their sex workers, so that's nice. That's nice. Cocaine. The irony is, I'm such a prude. Like, I'm really such a prude. I'm very innocent. Okay. Cocaine had recently been made illegal, but was hugely popular, so they dealt in cocaine, and the third way they made their money, and this was the most lucrative, was something called the sly grog trade.
Ooh.
So your next question is, what is sly grog?
Sly grog.
Sly grog.
How are we spelling grog?
S-L-Y. Oh, no, that's sly. S-L-Y. Sorry. G-R-O-G.
Wait, G-R-O what?
G-R-O-G.
Grog.
I mean,
grog.
I'm sure that grog is an Australian name for, like, sort of alcohol, right? Like, kind of bad alcohol. Like,
Did they have a prohibition in the 20s in Australia? I thought that was just America. I know nothing about world history. No. I mean, I know two things. What? Yeah. One of them is that Neighbours was in Australia.
Isn't it like Ramsey Street? No.
Yes.
It was Ramsey
Street. Yeah, but is Ramsey Street like an anagram of Neighbours? No.
No.
What is it? It's something like that. It's
Anna, like, don't make me call you naive again.
It is something like Ramsey Street or Neighbours.
Neighbours backwards. That's what it is.
Don't make me think about that. There is something to do with Neighbours and an anagram.
Erinsborough
is Neighbours backwards. No, it's an anagram.
Wow.
Is that what it is? Erinsborough is Neighbours anagram. Yes. I knew that.
Wow. You know, we did have a good listenership in Australia before this episode dropped, and we really appreciated your loyalty up until now. Do you know what, Hannah? You're 100% correct. Sly grog referred to, so basically New South Wales had made it illegal to sell alcohol after 6 p.m. Uh-huh. So sly grog meant the sale of really shitty alcohol at hugely inflated prices after hours. It was the odd bins of its time.
That's mad, though, to be like, you've got to do all your drinking before 6 p.m. or if it's illegal.
Stop. I mean, I'll give it a go.
Do you know what? That's how I felt when I moved here, though. I was like, really? You're closing up at 11? Yeah. You lightweights? Do you know what I mean? Because bars were open till 4 in New York.
A.M.
A.M. Yes. And then you go to a diner.
The rest of Europe as well. We cram it all in and get hammered and behave badly. Yeah.
But now that I'm older, I appreciate that because I'm like, ooh, tuck in.
So, I love that. It's the city that never sleeps until 4, roughly 4.
Yeah.
There's limits.
Yeah. So these women, did I answer that question? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
I did.
It's shit alcohol.
Yeah.
Shit alcohol, yeah. So these women were both well-known to police, and they did spend some time in jail, but often for petty crimes rather than violent ones. So despite almost certainly committing murder at various points,
oh, wow.
Kate's worst conviction was for perjury, and she spent a few years in prison for that. Tilly spent most of her time in jail in very short stints for a certain petty crime. Can you guess what silly little crime Tilly kept committing?
She kept swapping around the road signs.
I think Tilly was nicking clothes. I think she just really was into fashion.
Ooh, okay.
So I think she was just really wanting to look nice all the time, so she just kept nicking clothes.
She was a shoplifter. Yeah. That's a good guess.
That's what I think.
Like
it is.
That.
Public urination. Oh. I didn't mean to say that with such, like, I'm going to do it tonight.
You're kind of the closest.
Oh!
In a way.
Wow.
Well, in a way. in a way. God, I keep trying to do the thing that I say that my dad does, where he can conceal the burp, but I'm not concealing it very well. Okay. She kept getting arrested for using indecent and offensive language towards the police.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh!
Oh
my God!
She's just like me.
I thought you might appreciate that. I love this. She's this outsider. She's this tough Londoner. She knows the police are after her, but she can't help herself. She's like, cocksucker. Putting her in jail.
But you know what it is? It's because London police, it's like banter when you swear at them. But like everywhere else takes it very seriously. So I get it, because I have committed that crime in Miami and I nearly got arrested. Okay. I'm not joking, because I just thought, oh, it's the police. I was like, oh, you wanker. He was like, who are you talking to? I was like, I'm so sorry. Because like, I quickly remembered, like, they carry guns here. Like, it was just like shit, because like the worst the police here will do is like, oh, you're going to go for the night. Like, it's, you know what I mean? They're going
to. Yeah.
You go like, for the night. Like, it's all right. It'll be a little sleepover. But like, in other countries, it's a big deal.
Sorry, you called. You called a Miami cop a wanker.
I was so
You are
drunk.
A badass.
Yeah, that is awesome. They don't even know what that means.
I know, but he was very offended.
I know, you could have been like, it is the highest compliment.
A good wank to you, sir.
Top of the wank to you. Oh my goodness. So,
man. So which one's this, Kate or Tilly?
Tilly. This is Tilly.
So Tilly's running around going, fuck the police.
Yeah.
She is. Now, Tilly's longest stretch of jail time was in 1925 when she entered a barbershop, pulled a razor out of a silver fox stole, classy,
and gave someone a goatee. Get in jail, they're disgusting. Sorry if anyone has a goatee.
I do not like them.
She slashed the hand of a customer so severely that blood sprayed all over his face and he never used his hand again.
Wow. Oh.
She spent 2 years in prison for that. Almost worth it. You know what I mean?
Do we know why she did that?
We don't know exactly why somebody.
We don't know what he did.
No, he had crossed her in some way.
He had it
coming. He had it coming. I don't know what he did, but he had it coming. This stint in prison actually helped Tilly, though. How did it help her?
She found God.
She found God.
That's what I think.
Who is not a wanker?
She found Christ in prison.
Life is a mystery.
That's literally what it is. Yeah.
That's not a bad shout, actually. Or did she find Kate?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I reckon she did networking.
Do you know what, Kate? You are red, Kate. I'm calling you Kate because her name's Kate. Katie. You're right. She networked.
Ooh.
But also, she started to get some great press. Because this was a really violent act, and all the newspapers started to describe her as the bigger badass. Here's this outsider who's come in.
Oh,
she's
it was
younger.
A PR bonanza.
Yeah, she's sassy. And here's what really pissed off Kate. They called her stylishly dressed.
I told you she was fashionable.
Oh my God.
I knew it. I knew
and
it.
Kate could not stand
Kate
it.
Kate was fuming.
It was she like was who fuming. Wore it best when they were slashing?
It's like.
That's exactly it.
Wow.
Tilly, this will not surprise you, had a very bad temper. Mm. She once bought beef from a butcher and decided it wasn't good. How do you think she dealt with that?
Slashing.
Slashing.
Yeah. She cut his head off with a razor.
Wasn't quite that bad,
no.
But... I will tell you, she stormed into the shop and said she'd cut a hole through the butcher if he didn't reimburse her, and then made everyone in the butcher shop smell the beef to confirm that it had indeed gone off. And look, I know this is over the top, and I'm not advocating for this kind of behavior, but I wish I had this kind of assertiveness. I read this case. Like, I can't even send back raw chicken in a restaurant. I'll be like, the diarrhea will be good for me. Like, I just need a little bit of Tilly. Okay, so by the 1930s, Both women were the equivalent of millionaires today, but they could not let their rivalry go. And it got really silly at some points. One time during an argument, Tilly did something to Kate on the street, which was pretty ridiculous. What do you think Tilly did?
She urinated on her.
She urinated on her? Okay. We're going to stick with the public urination.
I'm getting vibes of like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. So like maybe she took her tunes off Spotify because there was an album coming out. Yeah. She wanted to steal the thunder.
Okay. Okay.
The issue here is my intrusive thoughts are taking over. Yeah. So, what I want to say is not what I should say.
We
but
would
I'm
like to hear that,
it.
Though.
I feel like Tilly like flashed her and then like made her suck her tits. I'm so sorry. But I just, my mind just kept thinking that it was like, don't say that though. Don't say that. And then.
Is anyone in here disappointed that she didn't say that? Thank you. Thank you.
What did she do?
Always share the... Well, nothing that great. But it's still pretty good. She sat on her head.
I mean...
She sat on her head?
I mean, she sat on her head for like a good few minutes and people were just gawking at them and then she just let her go.
Wait. Who sat on whose head?
Tilly sat on Kate's
head. I love Tilly. I love her.
I need some Tilly.
I love
Which
her.
One
in
is
my life.
The one that scared the butcher?
Tilly.
And who, Tilly's kind of...
And who sucked whose tits?
I think they both sucked each
both
other's
of them.
Tits. Yeah, I think that was pretty mutual. So the newspapers are loving all of this. They're covering all of it. They even at one point suggested that Kate had more money and therefore could afford to keep more dogs. Tilly responded by going out and buying a third Pomeranian.
Of course.
Literally, just so she could keep up with Kate's three. But it got violent too. Tilly's husband shot Kate's lover at one point. Didn't kill him, but shot him.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, did he die? You answered
He didn't die.
He didn't die, okay.
He didn't die, so it's fine.
He's a strong man.
Just a bit of bands.
Yeah. He just didn't have a face anymore. Yeah. But I think she'd prefer that. And their gangs would battle it out on the street with razors. The most infamous, as I mentioned, was the Battle of Blood Alley, which now we just think of him.
Every 28 days.
So this was one of the worst fights that they had, and it was over the territory of Eastern Sydney. They didn't just use razors. There were bottles, rocks, knives. Oh, somebody even had a gun. 12 people died. Police showed up the scene. Your next question, how many people were arrested?
Well, then...
We don't know how many people were in it.
We do not.
But 12 people died.
12 people died.
And let's say 10% of people died.
Yeah.
So that's like 120 people. Is it? Is it?
Yeah. Carry the two please. Over. 1, 2, 2. 1:30.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 1:30. Yeah. Is that? So of 120 people that we know were there, I think they arrested 50 people.
50?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say 40, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to say 68.
Okay, good. The answer was zero.
Oh!
Because the gangland rule was you don't rat anybody out. So it was these bodies.
Wow.
We don't know anything about these bodies. Sorry.
I'm sorry, but the consistent theme here is the police is shit. Because, I'm sorry, if 12 people died somewhere, you have to arrest somebody.
Yeah, it's not a...
Take them all in and then figure it out.
Yeah,
do you know what?
Right?
They just bashed it in their Clios.
Yeah. Yeah. For just loads of people covered in blood, holding razors. It's nothing to do with us, mate. Yeah.
It was the first time they shaved, Your Honor. It's difficult for all of us. Oh, my God. I just had a flashback to the first time I shaved, and I didn't know that you don't really have to go behind your knees. And I just remember, gouging into the back. I know.
Oh, I remember. I first shaved. I didn't know how hard you were supposed to go. So I went, so hard that it was about that long, the bit of skin that I shaved off.
Hannah!
I remember I was in the bathroom and like the phone was just outside the bathroom. My dad was on the phone and I was gonna, like, I'd gone white and I just had this big flap of skin. And I just walked out of the bathroom and I just went, "Where's Mum?" And then I just showed him a skin flap. And then my like blood just gushing down my leg. I know.
So you know what? This is why my mum told me it's illegal to shave your legs if you're if you're under 13 years old.
I mean, I was 16.
Oh, that is so brutal.
Oh, I wonder if I've probably got a scar.
Did you feel sexy? Yeah. I must have a scar. It was like a skin graft.
It'll be there somewhere.
You donated it.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, horrible.
So, around this time, Sydney police started to crack down on gang activity.
Finally.
Oh, ignoring everyone.
You know, it's been 20 years. Maybe we should do something.
Maybe when there's 12 dead bodies.
Yes.
So, Kate and Tilly had to be more subtle about how they feuded. What did they start doing to try to get at each other?
Passive aggression.
Passive aggression.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, it's fine. No, it's absolutely fine. You do it. I don't mind.
Oh, Tilly, you look great.
They stop.
No, your dogs look really healthy.
Yeah. Oh, they're really. You look great. It must have taken all day. They got a burn book.
Yeah. A burn book? Okay.
Yes. Tilly is a fugly slut.
Do you know what? It was the burn book of its time. They waged PR campaigns against each other. Because they were so in with the newspapers and the media, and the media were hungry for stories. So they're like,
nothing changes. Nothing. This is amazing.
This whole story, I keep thinking that Chimamanda once said, they teach women to fight against each other. Yeah. What's the rest of that poem that Chimamanda read? And that's all I keep thinking about.
It's very true. It's very true.
It's the beginning of Beyonce's song. For those who are not educated here.
No, I know who you mean.
So they waged campaigns against each other. Newspapers would agree to follow them around. They did elaborate photo shoots, and then they just shit talk about each other. And the gist of it was, Kate would call Tilly a slut. In more appropriate 1930s speak, but that's basically what she said. Said she was easy, and Tilly would say, "Well, Kate's just jealous because nobody wants to fuck her." And it just went back and forth, and everybody ate it up. They both wanted to out-glam and out-slam each other. Kate even tried to claim that her Pomeranians were a higher pedigree than Tilly's. So this carried on through the 1940s, and they continued to make money throughout the war, especially on the brothel front. They continued to fight and even prank each other. Sometimes they would call the police on each other.
This would make such good content right now. Like, imagine this war on Instagram. It would be so good.
So good. It's like Selena Gomez commenting on, on Instagram.
It is Selena and the other girl that's married to Justin Bieber.
Hailey What's her Bieber. Name?
Yeah, this is what this is.
Thingy Baldwin?
Yeah.
So
yes.
Thingy Baldwin.
Yeah. Now
should have given her a name, shouldn't
yeah,
they?
So how do you think things turned
Hayley.
Out?
Hayley. Sorry.
Yeah. We already
I think it's Hayley.
It is.
Okay. How do you think things turned out for Tilly and Kate? Did this carry on? Did they stay successful? Did they reconcile? What do you think happened?
Oh, okay. I've got this. A new criminal comes along and they have to unite against
the
new one. And then
Jessica.
They've got a common enemy, and then they maybe like become friends. And
I like it.
It's a really great episode of the sitcom of their lives.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I want the enemy to be a man.
Seriously.
Oh, so okay. I think a man like starts sleeping with the both of them and they both don't realize.
Yeah.
And then one time Tilly calls her man's phone and Kate picks up. And then Kate's like, "This is my boyfriend." And Tilly's like, "No, actually, this is my boyfriend." And then they meet up.
Yeah.
Like, to sort it out. And then tell him. And then Tilly calls him to be like, "Hey, come and meet me at my house." And then when he opens the door, Kate's also behind the door as well. And then they're like, "The boy is mine." That's what I think happens.
I was going to say that. So.
I was like, it's
that's what we all want. Also, I love that the phone call would be like this. Hello. Well, I shall tell you, by the 1950s, their businesses were dying down for a variety of boring legal reasons that I won't go into. So they decided to claim that they were reconciling, and they did a big old photo shoot because they were
missing... Holy shit! What, for the PR? Or did they actually become friends?
Well, this is the question. No one really knows. When you look at the photo, there's some very tight smiles. We are friends now. So it looked like it was more of a publicity stunt. But some people think, you know, they were probably starting to mellow a little bit because they're losing power, they're losing money, it's a different decade. Kate actually tried to clean up her reputation for a while. She did a lot of charity work. She tried to help the poor. Tilly, she was more of a party animal. She just kind of drank a lot, partied a lot. By the late 1950s, they basically lost their fortunes.
Oh, no. Oh.
Alcohol laws had loosened. Cocaine was harder to come by. Oh, no. They couldn't make the same kind of money from the bottles. What? No.
This is sad.
So sad when the cocaine dies. Now, Kate Lee died of a stroke in 1964. She was 82 years old.
Wow.
She died flat broke, but her funeral was the who's who of criminal figures. And your final question is, did Tilly attend Kate's funeral?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she wore all white. Absolutely.
Yes. And she took four dogs with her.
She kind of did.
Was she?
But it was silver fox fur. Oh, yes. But she was wearing fur. But she showed up. And although she played it off like she was just making sure an old enemy was getting buried, lots of witnesses say that she showed a great deal of respect and even shed a tear for her old rival. Tilly herself...
She missed having a... Like, that was a big part of, like, her motivation for life.
It was.
She's lost a huge... Even as an enemy, and it, like, they were friends, whatever, but even as an enemy, that's a huge loss. Because it's like, who am I going to fight with now?
Yeah. There was, like, a teeth-gritting respect between these women, and it's as it should be. It's how we are. Tilly herself died just 6 years later from cancer. Let's raise a glass to Tilly and Kate.
Tilly and Kate.
Vice Queens of Sydney. So, this is one of those cases, though, where... Did you guys know about these two people? I'm sure they're very well known in Australia, but I feel like the way that everybody knows... what? Are you from Australia? And you didn't know about them? Well, that's criminal, isn't it? We all know who fucking Al Capone is, but I feel like we should know who Tilly and Kate are. So our drinking is changing lives. It's educating people. We have just enough time to do another listener crime. Now, I remember, yes, I haven't forgotten. Come on up.
Yeah, give her a round.
There you are. Hi.
Hello. Sorry, did Tilly and Kate have any kids?
Yeah.
Did they count?
They did. Don't think they won any Mother of the Year awards, but what are you going to do?
I am better than someone.
Yes, you are. Sorry. What's your name?
Hi. Lucy, hi.
Hi, Lucy, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good, tell us your crime, and we're going to just solve the shit out of it.
Yeah, so first of all, can I say round of applause to these gorgeous ladies here. Such a fun time.
I'm so sweaty. I'm like,
you're playing it off. You're playing it off.
I love that. I also have a praise kink.
So I want to know if my crime, so it's a lesser of two evils, and I want to know if my crime is worse than the crime that was committed to me.
Oh, okay.
So
we're the right people for this.
Yeah. So when I was younger, I worked at a hotel and I was a runner. So I was a waitress and I would take food to tables, to room service, things like that. And one day I took some food down to a nice couple. They took their meals, went back, no problems. Later on, I had a bottle of champagne to that room. And I took it down late at night, about 11. I knock on the door. And I can only describe this couple as they had a bus pass. They were old.
Okay.
They're like, their grandparents old. Okay, the guy opens the door, nothing but a pillow.
Oh, no.
Nothing but a pillow.
Oh.
Okay, so he's holding the door with one hand, pillow with the other. I walk through the door and he's like, could you just take this through the room, please, for me? Because otherwise, you know, it's either the door or the pillow. So I walk in the room, the old lady is there, legs akimbo, spread eagle on the bed. Okay, I saw everything.
What?
Everything, right?
Oh, no. Does it age well?
I just want to know.
I'd be honest with you, not really.
No,
part of what we had to do was we had to make sure that they did it, so they had to sign for it because it was on their credit card.
God.
So I was like, you're going to need to sign for this. Door shut, so he's holding it, signing.
Oh, my God.
He just says to me, he says, do you know what? This is going to help me last a little bit longer.
Oh, no.
I know. Then he said, you sure you don't want to stay? I said, no, thank you.
Oh, my God.
I said, no, thank you. And then he gave me £20. And part of the regulations at the hotel was that we were meant to give that £20 to the group and everyone.
Fuck the group. Fuck the group.
It was pocketed straight. So I technically stole, but do you think that's justified?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You should have gotten thousands of pounds for the damage that must have done to you.
I was just like, you can't believe what just happened to me. Yeah. And everyone was like, ugh, room 37. You know what? They're a good time then.
So they do it often. That's what they do.
Well, I don't know, but they do. It was regularly in the hotel.
Do you know what I just keep thinking is all the other people that slept on that pillow. You change the sheets, but you can't change the pillow. Right?
Yeah. And the group didn't share in the trauma, so that is your £20.
No, exactly. The chef might have cooked that food, but they didn't see what I saw.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Also, how easy is it to just fucking shut your legs?
Do you know what I mean? Just for 2 seconds. Oh, is she coming in with the... Oh, all right.
I can't remember exactly, but I think there was ties involved.
There were
arms and legs.
To be fair to them, good on them.
Yeah, do you know what? Yeah. I want to know what's their secret, to be honest.
Yeah.
But they didn't, whatever their kink is, they did not have your consent to expose you to it.
It's
not okay.
No.
Are you sure you don't want to stay?
I was like, no thanks. I clock off in about 5 seconds.
You only got £20. I love that there's even a question of a moral dilemma. Bless you.
I've got it here. This is going to feel weird now, Pastor. Are you sure you don't want to stay?
I got £20 in a bottle
of wine. Or do you want £20?
That's just for you.
That's an outrageous story. I mean, we've got nothing to add, really. Have you ever walked in on such a scene?
You know, I walked in a hotel and I worked in a hotel too, and I only ever heard stories. I never got the real deal, so fucking hell.
Lucky you didn't get the real deal, I tell you.
Wow. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you
for sharing your trauma.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever heard a story so good that you're like, I'm going to steal that? I promise you, I'm going to tell that story like it was mine. I can't wait to meet new people. You never guess what happened to me.
And that's when the real crime was committed. What did he say? It's the pillow or the door? What was the...
Ugh.
One hand on the pillow, one hand on the door.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to add so many ad-libs. Oh, wait.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Sorry, I just need a moment after that.
Yeah.
She's so turned on right now.
A gray Bermuda Triangle. Oh, delightful. Okay, really? That just took it too far.
We have just enough time, Tolly, to ask you.
Oh, no.
Tell us about yourself. Where can we find you? Where can we listen to you?
Hi, I'm Tolly.
Do you
hate
like
animals.
Dogs?
You can find me. I have a podcast called The Receipts Podcast that is out every Wednesday. And you can find me on all socials at Tolly_T.
Fantastic. You have
Thank
been
you.
Such a great detective. Thank you so much, Tolly T.
Yay, Tolly.
And that's all from us. We've been Drunk Women Solving Crime. Thank you so much for coming along.
Woo-hoo! Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and on Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then please write it in that review and we'll solve it. Thank you so much to Acast for hosting us, and thank you for listening.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.